comes to meet his friends, this year should be a special schus for Avimar Rimarasi Sheyichiu, Binyamin Simcha Ben Adina Minya, Rashida Ben Peshadina, Shein Lechana Bas Malka, Racha Bas Gula, Hishala Baracha Bat Slacha Bachomai Seyedeyem. In the Sefer Machane Chaim of the great Gaon, Rav Chaim Sofer, one of the great Hungarian Gedolim in the 1800s, Simon Mem Vav, we've seen in previous Shiurim, we've seen a number of his tshuvas. Simon Mem Vav, in the first volume, he has the following Shaila. Shaila, Kohen she'asa shliach li'Yisrael akadish lo naira achas. You have a Kohen, and this Kohen made a shliach. And what did Mei Shliach did he make? He had a Yisrael marry off a Naira for him. Asher hi Chalala. But this Naira is a Chalala. She's not allowed to marry a Kohen. She's Psula Likahuna. But he told the Yisrael, do me a favor, I want you to marry off that Chalala for me. Because Asher Shamu Anshi Amakom, when the people in the town heard, V'higidu Lebezdin, Esa Sher Nasa, and they told the Beis Din what was done. V'odia Beis Din b'michtav l'chassin shleyuchal liso. So they told the chassin, you can't marry her. Ki chalala, she's a chalala, you're a kohen. V'hoda she yada b'davar akugad lo she mikatshenu v'lo yitzrach l'garsha. But he heard that, yeah, I know I'm not allowed to marry a chalala, but I heard that if I marry her, I don't have to divorce her. V'kasher tzelchaku ha Beis Din al dvarav. And then Beis Din laughed at him, you idiot. You're not allowed to be married to her. What do you mean? If you marry, you don't have to divorce her. Because she herself kwa Beis Din al dvarav, barach l'medina acheres. He ran away to another country. V'nish'eres aguna. And she remained an aguna. V'avi hanayra mischanein. And the father of the girl is begging, pleading. Ulay yimsa. Makom lahatir al pidas haTorah. Maybe there will be a place to be mutter al pidas Torah. Shebito tier muteris li nase b'li get. That his daughter will be allowed to marry without a get. Ki ashliach lo yada mizeh shanayri chalala. The shliach didn't know. V'nish b'shibshum ofen lo yinas shliach limol mal b'shem lechadesh kadesh chalala kohen. He said, had I known, the shliach said, had I known, I wouldn't have done it. I wouldn't have done it. So Kim for the Shaila. Is there a way to be matir this girl without a get? Tshuva. If Sofer was a massive meshiv, massive gon, Talmud Chacham, Gadol. It's mamish a pleasure learning his farm. Beheder aguna anal achapes b'neiros haTorah shnei drachim. In order to be matir this aguna, I will look with candles. Ayin b'tchilas psachim, where they bring a pasuk. It's more famous from psachim than from the pasuk. Chapis Yisrushalayim b'neiros, talking about b'dikas chometz. I will search in the Torah for two ways. First of all, the first kivun, first direction for a heter, is the shliach work. It's a dvar avera, ain't shliach a dvar avera. So maybe there's no shlichus. And number two, the shliach didn't know. It was betos. V'asher yiden Hashem b'fi oso eshmor ledaber. What God puts in my mouth, that's what I'm going to say. Using the lashon of Bilam. V'ani tfila. And I am tefillah lashon tehillim. Gal einai ve'abitin aflos misarasecha. Open my eyes and let me see the wonders of your Torah. Aleph. Hine. Kefi anishma b'sheila shabezin hutzruchu lodiyah l'chassin b'ksav. Im kein ma shechassin lo'ayah b'mokom ha'kalav lo'ayah yochel l'kat shabatzmo ki aderech yoret l'negda. Also a pasuk in Parshas Balak. That, as it seems from the shayla, the Bezdin had to tell the chassin with a letter. His mashma the chassin wasn't in the same place as the kala. He couldn't have done it himself. So what is it? It's like a kosi ayin b'nazir betray every dinara. It's like giving a cup of wine to a Nazir on two sides of the river. In other words, he can only get to the wine if you give it to him. So the Shliach is over on Lifnei Iver. Vimkein, ein Shlichus l'dvar Aveira. So since he could not have done the Aveira without you, he needed this Shliach's help to do the Aveira. So what do we say? We say it's like Trevri Dinara, in which case he's over on Lifnei Iver. The Shliach is over on Lifnei Iver. He's being Machshil, the Chosen. This person wants to marry this girl. He's being Machshil in Lifnei Iver L'Sitein Michshol, because he's causing him to do an Aveira. The Shliach is causing this man to do an Aveira, this Chosen. And ain't Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. So the whole thing is off. There's no Shlichus for D'Var Aveira. Kachol Abedaiti L'Fumri Hata. That's what I thought in Pashtus. Omnam. However. Dorazet Tolu B'Ashli Rav Ravi. This is Tolu in a big Machlokas Rishonim. Bav Metzia Daf Yud is a Machlokas, and the reason ain't Shlichus L'Dvar Aveira, according to one opinion, the reason we say ain't Shlichus L'Dvar Aveira, when do we say in Shliach L'Dvar Aveira? When the Shliach has a choice to do it or not to do it. But a Chotzer, where the Shliach doesn't have a choice, we say Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. According to the other opinion, and a Chotzer would be a Shliach for D'Var Aveira. According to the other opinion, when do we say in Shliach L'Dvar Aveira? Where the Shliach is a Bar Chiyuva. There ain't Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. But the Chotzer, that's not a Bar Chiyuva. If you have a courtyard where the courtyard is not a bar chiyuva, that's why a chatzar can be a shliach l'dvar aveira. Either because a chatzar doesn't have free choice, it's bal korcho, or if the chatzar, because the chatzar is not a bar chiyuva, the chatzar doesn't have any halachic obligations. And therefore we say, Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. Nafkamina, what's the nafkamina between the two reasons, says the Gemara? Kohen, Sha'amar Li Yisrael Kadesh Li Grusha. A Kohen said to a Yisrael, I want you to do me a favor and marry me off a Grusha. Like in our case, Chalal Grusha, same idea. Asur Le Kohen. So if the vort is ibaya avid ibay lo avid, he could do it if he wants, he can. If he doesn't want to, he doesn't have to. There we say in shliach l'dvar aveira. So Kohen who told the Israel to marry me in isha grusha, we would say in shliach l'dvar aveira, because he has a choice. But if the vort is mishum bar chiyuva, then we say yesh shliach l'dvar aveira. And who's chayev? The shalech. It's the sender's aveira. Why is it the sender's aveira? Because the shliach is not a bar chiyuva. So we say yesh shliach l'dvar aveira. And if yesh shliach l'dvar aveira, and who gets the aveira? The shaleach, the sender. That's the Gemara. So it's sending Yisrael to marry an isha grusha. If it's because he has a choice, we say in shliach l'dvar aveira. He would all say in shliach l'dvar aveira. There's no shlichus. It's not the aver of the shaleach, but if the reason is because he's not a barchi, if the reason is he's only yeshlich einshlich dvar aver, when he's a barchi yuva, here he's not barchi yuva, so yeshlich dvar aver. Or a woman who said to a katan, a man who said to a woman, Akfi li katan, I want you to do bal takif, to shave around the sides of the head of a katan. So is this woman considered a valid shliach? If the word is, she has a choice. She has a choice. So you can't be mechayev the shalech. How can you be mechayev the shalech? The shliach has a choice whether or not to do it. But if the reason is because of being a bar chiyuv, the woman's not a bar chiyuv. So then the mishalech would be chayev, the sender would be chayev. But if it's whether or not she has a choice, she has a choice. So the mishalech isn't chayev. So here the Gemara isn't talking about whether shlichus is chal. Here the Gemara is talking about, meaning whether it counts, whether the kiddushin and the grusha counts. Or in the akfi likatan, there's no chalos, there it's automatic, it happens, metzias. But here we're just talking about who's the one who's going to be chayev. Is the sholeach going to be chayev? Or is the shaliach going to be chayev? The sender or the agent? So it's totally in the two reasons. If it's having choice, we only say in shlich d'var aver when the person has choice. So here these poor people have choices. So we'd say in shlich d'var aver. So the aver is on the shliach. But if we say that it's alts bar chiyuva, here the people aren't a bar chiyuva, the shlichim are bar chiyuv. So mele the aver is the mishaleachs. Tesvis, divar maskel kadosh li shagrusha writes v'im toimar afilu amar lekoin nami. Even if he says to a kohen, kadosh li shagrusha, this kohen's not doing it. He's not a bar chiyuv. He's not doing an aver when he marries his friend off to a grusha. That's not considered being a bar chiyuv. A bar chiyuv is when it's your own avera. Here it's not the kohen's avera who's the shliach. It's the mishalech's avera. Yesh Lomar answers Tosis, the kohen mikri bar chiyuva. No. The kohen is called a bar chiyuva. Ho'il v'makacha la'atzmo chayev. Since if he's mekadesh her to himself, he's chayev. So he's in the parsha of kohen not marrying a grusha. So since he's in that parsha, he's considered a bar chiyuva. And since he's considered a bar chiyuva, we would say that the shliach is chayev, since the shliach is a bar chiyuva. Because when do we say ein shliach advar aveira? When do we say ein shliach advar aveira? When the shliach is a bar chiyuv. So here the shliach is a bar chiyuv. So here the aveira is going to be on the shliach. The kohen, the shliach, is going to be doing the avera because he's a bar chiyuva. And not the mishalech. We say yesh shliach dvar avera if the shliach is not a bar chiyuva, like a chotzer. So what example did we give of the shliach not being a bar chiyuva? The Yisrael who marries off the kohen to a grusha. Dafki Yisrael. Why Dafki Yisrael? Because he's not a bar chiyuv. He's not in the parsha of not marrying a grusha. But if it would be a kohen, he'd be considered a bar chiyuva. And we would say ein shliach dvar avera. And it's the avera of the shliach, the kohen, because he's not allowed to marry a grusha. Veishlomar the kohen mikri bar chiyuva ol v'makat shel atzmo chayev. Aye, The Yisrael also call him a Bar Chiyuva. How can you say he's not a Bar Chiyuva? And the Avera goes to the Mishaleach. Yisrael is also a Bar Chiyuva because he's over in the Fnever. No. This Tosis, there's tons of raid on this Tosis. You can already think in your mind in all these different directions. What's going on over here? Tosis says that the Yisrael, even though he's over on Lifnei, he's not called a Bar Chiyuva when he's Makadish this woman to a Kohen. Because if he would be Makadish her to himself, he wouldn't be Chayiv. And therefore he's not called a Bar Chiyuva. Bar Chiyuva means that this specific Avera applies to you, not Lifnei. This specific Avera. If he marries a Grusha, Yisrael, he's cool. And being over on Lifnei Iver when he's Makadish to the Kohen, that's not called a Bar Chiyuva. A Bar Chiyuva is this specific Avera. He's not a Chayiv in this specific Avera. So therefore, Yisrael is not called a Bar Chiyuva, but Yesh Liach L'Dvar Avera. A Kohen is called a Bar Chiyuva because he's not allowed to marry a Grusha. Continues Tosfos. Bim Tomer Amay Nafka Mina Bein Laman Demri Boy Avid Bein Laman Demri Shlech Bar Chiyuva Lo Laki Ala Kiddushin Lo Rava Damar Bei Yuchsin Kiddesh Ein Oloke Damar Bei Yud Yuchsin Kiddesh Ein Oloke Bo Aloke. As Tosfos, what's the nafkamina? Both according to the mandamer ibay avid, that when the person has free choice, ain shliach l'dvar avera, and it's not the avera of the mishaleach. Or the reason of where the shliach is a bar chiyuva, we say ain shliach l'dvar avera. And the Avera belongs to the Shliach and not to the Mishaleach. In both cases, you don't get Malkus for the Kiddushin. What's the Nafkamina that he's Ibai Yavid, he has a choice whether or not to do it, or he's a Bar Chiyuva, and therefore the Avera is his? There's no Malkus anyway. Because Rabbi says in the Gemara, and Asara Yuchsin in Kiddushin, that the Malkus isn't on the Kiddushin, it's on the Bia. So what's the nafkamina here in these reasons? Whether there is shliach l'dvar avera, there isn't shliach l'dvar avera, he's a bar chiyuva, he's not a bar chiyuva. At the end of the day, the malchus is on the bia. That's really all that matters. Yesh lo imar d'chibo alach akach lo ikaf ala kiddushin. There is a nafkamina. And you know what the nafkamina is? That if there's a shliach l'dvar avera, there is shlichus, and the mishaleach gets the avera, afterwards when he has bia, he's also going to get Malkus for the Kiddushin. So this Cohen's going to get Malkus twice. Inami. Yeshlomer dafla rav nafkamina diim yidi yeshlichus cholana kiddushin. V'ein shlichus ein cholana kiddushin. Another yeshuv. That by shlichus l'dvar aveira. If we say that this is shlichus l'dvar avera, the whole shlichus is batel. And therefore, even if the Mekadesh isn't going to get Malkus, there's a nafkamina if there's shlichus here or not for the chalos hakedushin. That since they're done by avera, if in this case yesh shlich l'dvar avera, the kedushin are chal. V'im ein shliach l'dvar avera, the kedushin are not chal. So that's why we have to know if Yeshliach Hadvar Aveira or Enshliach Hadvar Aveira. So if, like we said, he's a Bar Chiyuva, and if he's a Bar Chiyuva, we say Enshliach Hadvar Aveira, the Kedushin aren't Chal. And if he's not a Bar Chiyuva, if Yisrael is the Mekadesh, then the Kiddushin Archal. And that's a big nafkamina. Ad kan lashon atosvis. Mevur b'divrei atosvis. Kevan di makat shel atzmo leke iser b'maisa hanal. As hagami makat shel kohen v'ose iser shel lifnei iver lo nechshev l'maisa aveira. Since if he would be Mekadesh her to himself, this Yisrael, there'd be no Isser in this Maisa. So even though when he's Mekadesh her to a Kohen and he's doing the Isser of Lifnei Iver, it's not considered a Maisa Aveira where we would say Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. No. We would say Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, and the Aveira belongs to the Mishaleach. Vim Kain Mali Isser Grusha Lekohen Ochala Lekohen. What does it matter whether it's an Isser of a Grusha to a Kohen or a Chalala to a Kohen? Kevin Shem Yisrael Kitshal Atzma Lo Ave Ave Velo Ave Aveira. Since if the Yisrael would be Mekadesher to himself, there would be no Aveira. Hu Adin Delo nechshav la'avera delifnei iver lomar ein shlichus l'dvar avera. So it's also not considered an avera of lifnei iver to say that ein shlichus l'dvar avera. Normally we say that if there's an avera, ein shlichus l'dvar avera. You're a bar chiyuv, ein shliach hadvar aveira. You shouldn't have listened. You're a bar chiyuva, ein shliach hadvar aveira. The aveira is yours, the shliach's. But if it's Yisrael, even though there's going to be a lifnei iver here, that's not considered an aveira, in as much as we would say ein shlichus hadvar aveira. No, if it's Yisrael, he's not considered a bar chiyuva if there's just a lifnei iver, and the avera belongs to the mishaleach. And we'd say yesh liach dvar avera. Aval Ashita Mekubet says, "Hevi b'shem aritva teretz al kushat teisvis vode shlomer demarik shekoin ba'atzmo hayochal lekatcha la'atzmo debchiha leka mishum lifnei iver." Ritva answers, no, differently. We're talking about where the Kohen himself could have married her. In other words, you have Moshe Kohen, and Moshe Kohen is at a Kiddush on a Shabbos morning in the young Israel of Jewishville, and he sees a pretty girl at the Kiddush, and say it's not Shabbos, not supposed to Mekadesh a girl on Shabbos, but anyway, she's a grush, she's usher to him. So he sees this pretty girl, and then he says to his friend the Yisrael, can you be Mekadesh her for me? He sees her across the room, so he could marry her himself. And if he can marry her himself, there's no lifnei iver. So when he tells his Yisrael friend to do it, there's no lifnei iver because it's chadavri dinara. It's one side of the river, like the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah. You have chadavri dinara, you have a kos of wine for a nazir, and it's on the same side of the river as the nazir. The nazir could take it on his own. That's not lifnei iver. He could have done it on his own. So you know why there's no lifnei iver? You know why the Yisrael here isn't considered a Bar Chiyuva? Because there's no Lifnei Iver, because the Kohen could have done it himself. Mavur, the silver aritva, the gama veras lifnei iver, habe kuchol shar averas shebaolam. Lifnei iver is like all other averas. Vimave betray every dinara, and if they're on two sides of the river, meaning that if the kohen couldn't have been mekadisher himself, there's no shlichus. Why is there no shlichus? Because ain't shlich l'dvar avera. And here the Yisrael is considered a Bar Chiyuva because he's over on Lifnei Iver. Vim Kain, Nidon Sheila Seinu Tzluya, Talya, Beplug de Sheltoises Veritva. So our Shaila is going to be Talui in this Machlokes between Tosis and the Ritva. The Ritva holds that if the Kohen can't be Mekadesh the girl himself, if he needs the Yisrael's help, there's no Shlichus. And Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveira. And if Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveira, it could very well be that the Kedushin aren't Chal. Because this Yisrael is doing an Avera. He's doing Lifnei Iver. And since he's a Bar Chiyuva, we say Ein Shlich L'Dvar Avera. There's no Shlichus, and the whole thing is cancelled. But according to the Holy Tosvis, no, Lifnei Iver doesn't make it Ein Shlich L'Dvar Avera. Because since the Yisrael is in Mitzvah not to marry a Grusha, so he's not considered that he's in this Parsha. So therefore we would say Yei Shlich L'Dvar Avera, he can be a Shliach, because he's not a Bar Chiyuva. This is not his problem. And therefore he is considered a valid Shliach, meaning the Shlichus is Chal, and the Avera goes to the Mishaleach, but the Kedushin are Chal. Because Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Avera, and the Kedushin are Chal, because he's not considered a Bar Chiyuva, and he's over in Lifnei Iver. So Bidiyuk our Shaila is Talui in the Machlokas between Tosis and the Ritva. According to Tosis, that when there's a Lifnei Iver issue, we still say Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Avera. And according to the Ritva, when there's a Lifnei Iver issue, Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera. And in our case, where there's a Lifnei Iver issue, because the girl is far away from the boy, so what's the din? Talib Machlokas Ritva and Tosfos. According to Tosfos, they're married. And according to Ritva, no. Ein Shlich L'Dvar Avera. This is considered Trevri Dinara. He can't do it on his own. And the Yisrael is going to be over on Lifnei Iver. And since the Yisrael is going to be over on Lifnei Iver, so the Shlichus Ein Shlich L'Dvar Avera, he's considered a Bar Chiyuva. So obviously, we're just on the beginning of our road. There is a lot more to say. And Amir Tz Hashem, Birtzos Hashem Darkeinu, we will hopefully continue and we will see where the holy Machane Chaim goes with this Shaila, and hopefully be matir this Aguna, and we should see continued Niflos Mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.